And is the Chief Myers here?
Yeah,
is he here? Oh, very good. He's in the corner there. Why don't we call 859, please?
How long will this take?
859, authorize agreement with Portland Firefighters Association to settle employee grievances and revise the city's reprimand policy.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll turn this over to Chief Myers.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Mike Myers, Fire Chief for the City of Portland. As you see on item 859, we are entertaining an opportunity to make some changes to the current contract language regarding some grievances and disciplinary process. In discussions with Commissioner Fritz this morning, there was some interest in maybe possibly adding an amendment. I would certainly entertain those today. I've had discussions with the union president, representatives from the Bureau of Human Resources, and we are comfortable with that that proposal if the commissioner was interested in making that amendment today.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Chief. So do we have a substitute agreement signed?
We're in the process right now. I just signed the paperwork. The individuals are heading over to the union president's office right now to get his signature. My understanding is we'll have that before the end of business today.
So, colleagues, my concern is that this establishes that written discipline would be removed from a fire employee's record after 1 year or 3 years. And since this is in between bargaining, and this is obviously something that would be germane to bargaining if we were in it, my suggestion is that we make it just through the end of this contract, which is next year, rather than adding it perpetually. And this also gives an opportunity to see how it works in practice. I am concerned that for the removal of disciplinary actions such as behavior or off-duty conduct, that's fairly vague. It's not clear whether things like disorderly conduct or driving under the influence would be covered under that. And if that's the case, that it would be concerning to me that would be removed from the record. For after 3 years, the disciplinary action can be removed with majority approval from two out of the three approving parties, Human Resources Director, Fire Chief, and the Portland Firefighters Association President. Given that the Firefighters Association President will always be a yes, that means that either the Human Resources Director or the Fire Chief could vote to remove the discipline over the other's objection. And I think something to consider in the what goes into the next full contract is to require the Fire Chief and the Human Resources Director to agree on that issue. But I'm not making that amendment today. I'm merely saying that this letter of agreement or agreement would sunset with the current contract. So I move that amendment. But I'm actually also asking the City Attorney, do we have to wait until we have the signed agreement to go with this ordinance? Can't hear you, sorry.
Yeah,
microphone might not be on.
I don't believe that you do, Commissioner. I think you can approve it as to whatever the form is before you.
Well, what was before us is the settlement agreement in Exhibit A, which is referenced in the ordinance. And so the Exhibit A is going to change.
If the changes aren't significant, you can vote on it now. But if they are significant or substantive, then you should wait.
Shall we vote on it? Well, I'll move the amendment to make this sunset at the end of the current contract.
I'll second that.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fritz, a second from Commissioner Saltzman.
Does anybody want to testify?
Is there any testimony on this?
This was pulled from the consent, so that we didn't have a sign-up sheet.
Very good. So I guess I have one question. I want to make sure we're not doing labor negotiations on the fly. If I vote in favor of this, am I voting in favor of an agreement that has been vetted by both sides, both parties to this matter?
It has been. So the here's a situation that we're at. This might lend some clarity.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So my ultimate goal, Mayor, Commission, is to create an environment where Portland Fire and Rescue can be successful. We started off 2 years ago with a three-year strategic plan. We are 1 year into that. I think we've been very successful. This first part of the year, there are about 200 and something items on there, and we are progressing well. along the way, the current culture of Portland Fire and Rescue is unveiled. And there are certain areas that, under my command, I need to have the responsibility to manage the organization. One of those areas is I have to have the opportunity to hold people accountable when issues arise. I have a goal of getting to zero grievances, thus zero arbitrations. That does not mean I give everything away to the union, but it does mean that I have to build trust with that labor president, respectful relationship. Arbitrations are very expensive. They bog down organizations, and I have a lot to do. Every many of the accountable steps I take to hold people accountable, which would include discipline for minor infractions, have been grieved. Those grievances then go to arbitrations, which become unnecessarily costly to the city and basically are a waste of my time.
Very good.
My interest is to solve that. I have met tirelessly with the local president to build that trust in this relationship. I feel like the union has come a long way toward what I need them to do to help me establish accountability, to begin to establish accountability here in the workforce. We have a tremendous fire bureau. They do a great job. But as with any organization, there are a handful of employees where you need to take positive discipline steps. We start with the lowest level of discipline to change behavior. That is our intent, thus to avoid a grievance.
Very good. And I like the pragmatic approach that's being
proposed. We can accept that. Those terms are appropriate.
Very good. Carla, please call the roll.
This is on the amendment.
This on the amendment? This is on the amendment.
The amendment. Okay. Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment's adopted to the main motion. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Chief Myers for his explanation. First of all, it's always good to make sure that everybody up here understands what's going on, but also for your leadership in working with the union president to come up with a way to get your vision for zero grievances into effect. And I think that the process that's laid out here in the resolution for discipline and also for removal from the record of discipline at a subsequent date, if the behavior has been remedied, is a good one and will build positive relationships in the Bureau and between the Chief and the firefighter union.
I agree.
Aye.
Fritz.
The city needs to have a fair and predictable discipline process and grievance process, and it needs to be consistent across all bureaus, and it needs to make sure that people are held accountable on an ongoing basis. And so I am concerned about taking written reprimands are not given lightly, that there are several steps before that. And so taking a written reprimand out of the record is something that would be of concern to me. And so I'm willing to see how it works for the next year or so while this contract is in effect, and will expect to see positive results on all sides before the next contract comes to council. Aye.
Fish.
I have a slightly different view on this. Chief, I appreciate the goal you've set of zero grievances. And frankly, a lot of the grievances we adjudicate in the city should not go forward. And it is, in effect, a canary in the tunnel issue of the trust and the relationship that relatively trivial things go forward and take up people's time rather than being resolved. One of the hallmarks of smart labor relations is giving frontline managers the flexibility to try different things, different approaches. Right. This seems like an innovative way of meeting our labor partners halfway. Yes. and resolving a backlog of grievances that just should not be going forward. I look forward to seeing the fruits of this and hearing whether this is going to change the relationship and the culture. But I think I'm loath to micromanage kind of labor relations on these kinds of things. I think we should encourage innovation, and I think this seems like a reasonable approach, which has the great benefit of resolving some grievances that just should not consume your time and the Bureau's time. So thank you for bringing this forward. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Wheeler.
I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. Thanks, Chief.
Thank you.